today we're going to be talking about a wellness blood draws that's going to be taking place, sponsored by the hospital. That's coming up on Friday the 25th, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So that's only 2 weeks away, which is kind of crazy to think it would be the end of September by then. But we'll be up at the community building at the fairgrounds. We work with McCook Clinic to do this reduced cost for all of these blood tests. If anybody wants any information on the cost or anything, they can sure give me a call. It's also on our Facebook page. But yeah, we're just going to be there for a couple of hours. People can just walk in, pay the price of whatever test you want, or if you have Blue Cross Blue Shield, McCook Clinic will bill them for the blood test too.
Now, a lot of different types of blood tests are going to be conducted, aren't they?
Yes. So these are more like wellness draws, things that, for like the hospital wellness program, our insurance wants these every year just to look at biometrics and anything that might have crept up that you didn't realize throughout the year. So these are things that maybe isn't covered by your insurance, but would be good for your physician to look at each year to make sure you're doing all right.
I'm looking at your flyer that you sent us. There's like four or five different types of tests done. They're all very reasonable as far as prices, aren't they?
Absolutely. And you don't have to do all of them, but you can do pick and choose a few of them, or you can do all of them if you want to. It's kind of whatever you're looking at. A lot of people do the hemoglobin A1Cs just to see their glucose levels. We do suggest that you fast 12 hours before you come and get your test done. But yeah, it's kind of like an a la carte blood test.
And again, with a lot of these blood tests, fasting is required, isn't it?
Yep. So they say 8 to 12 hours, but 12 hours is our gold standard. That's what we would suggest people do.
Thyroid stimulating hormone, screening for prostate cancer as well. That's some of the other blood tests that will be offered.
Yeah. So there's the one that looks at cholesterol, liver health, kidney function, all your blood sugars, electrolytes, all the good stuff is what we're looking at. All kinds of different tests are in these panels. So
this will be morning, 8 to 10 on that morning, Friday the 25th, won't it?
Yes. And if for anybody that doesn't know what fasting means, don't do anything but water. I forget that sometimes I have to talk about that too. Don't put cream in your coffee. If you decide you want to have coffee that morning, just don't do anything besides water or just plain old coffee.
And you'll have kind of some goodie bags afterwards, won't you?
Yes, we will. So usually when we do health fairs, there's a bunch of vendors hanging around. You can get like promo stuff. We're not going to do that. We're just doing the blood test. So when everybody leaves, we're going to give them a goodie bag with the normal breakfast items, some fruit and drink, and some promo items just to entice people for and thank them for coming, honestly. So it'll be just a little treat for getting your blood drawn.
And, of course, the COVID-19 rules, regulations, you'll have those in force as well, won't you?
Yes, we'll have like stickers on the floor so people know to stay 6 feet apart. We want people to wear masks. We don't have masks to give out, so we prefer it if people would bring their own cloth mask. And just be cognizant of everybody's personal space also.
So looking forward to that coming up on the 25th at the over at the Red Willow County Fairgrounds, the community building, 8 to 10, coming up on the 25th. And again, no appointments are needed, are they?
Nope, no appointments necessary. And we also have one actually coming up a week from Friday on the 18th in Curtis. If there's anybody that's closer to that area, that's also an option too. And that's also 8 to 10. All the same stuff as the McCook one.
Now, if you want to get registration in a little quicker, you can go to your website and fill everything out ahead of time, can't you?
Yep, that's super easy. You just go to chmccook.org and you can search up in our search bar, health fair, and you'll find the form that way.
Also, give us an update. I know we always talk to you. We haven't had a chance to talk to you in a couple of weeks or so about the latest Test Nebraska. There is another Test Nebraska event coming up here next week on the 16th, isn't there?
Yes, sir. On Wednesday, we'll be at the fairgrounds for that as well. And that is also 8 to 10 in the morning. We like to stay at that 8 to 10 hours so it's not too warm outside.
And, of course, it's sometimes it helps. It's before work, and if folks can get this done all before they have to go to work.
Absolutely.
And that'd be at the Merchants Building at the Red Willow County Fairgrounds as well. And testnebraska.com. That's if you want to get tested, go to the website first, don't they?
Yep, just get on there. If you don't have any access to internet, though, they can just show up and we'll get them registered on site, too.
Got a lot of things going on. Anything I missed this morning?
Oh, gosh, I hope not. If you do, I'm sure to text you.
chmccook.org. Just hit the website. You got Facebook pages. You got a lot of information right there on those sites, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have all kinds of information. And if you absolutely hate getting on the internet, just call me. My number is 308-344-8550. I'm here most days. So just give me a call and I'll help you with whatever you need.